There's a gray book in front of you. It's called the hymnal. We had a period through COVID where they were not available, and then they've just been sitting. So blow the dust off. 404. We'll let you stay seated. The solid rock. 404. Verse 1. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Verse 2. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covered and His blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Last verse, because this is what we're looking forward to. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone. Oh, blessed to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Glad to be together on this Sunday evening, and we want to have prayer. I'd like for us to pray this evening, as we did this morning, for the Bailey family. Chris Bailey's father passed away. The funeral will be, the visitation is 5 to 8 Tuesday evening at Harrison Pyle's funeral home, and the funeral will be Wednesday at 11. So let's be praying for them, and if you're able to stop by the funeral home to encourage the family, that would be wonderful. So let's pray as we get started. Father, what a joy we have to call on You together now, and what a good God You are. You have saved us and given us eternal life. We've been singing about the hope of being with You forever, and it's all because of the solid rock, Your wonderful Son. Thank You for the privilege to know You, and tonight we'll be hearing about what You're doing to make Yourself known in the world, and specifically in Brazil. We look forward to hearing about this work. Thank You for Erin being here with us, and again, would You fill her with Your Spirit and us, that what happens tonight would have eternal reward. We pray for Chris and Tammy and their family, that You would comfort them in their loss. Thank You that Chris's dad knew You, and to be absent from the body is to be present with You. Thank You for Your grace, but there is sorrow, and we ask You to comfort them. Thank You for how You've been caring for us as a church as we have our business time now. We just want to say thank You for how You've provided for us, met all of our needs. You're allowing us to do ministries, and it's exciting to even talk about these together now. So bless our time in Jesus' name. Amen. Second Sunday evening is our business meeting night, and so we'll call our time to order. We have the financial report that has been distributed as you were coming in. God's provided for us wonderfully. Once again, you'll see the income and the outgo and what the budget looks like through the first month. Anything, Joe, you want to add to the written report?
Just the advice told in our committee, it looks on paper that we spent $24,000 and our budget's is 18, but that's misleading. That is the reason we spent 24 is we, our insurance for our building and our van comes, we can pay it once a year, we can pay quarterly. And when you budget monthly for like utilities. So we had the money, so we paid the whole entire year for our insurance.
Okay. Good clarification. So that larger expenditure is because we paid the whole year right up front. So we'll entertain a motion to approve the report in a second, then we can discuss if there are questions. So would anyone like to make the motion to approve the financial report? Karen, with the hand up for the motion, is there a second tonight on that? Okay, Fox with the second. Now, any questions or comments about the financial report? All right. Hearing no discussion, we'll proceed to vote. All in favor of approving this month's financial report, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. That motion carries. We have three items to present to you tonight. As we usually do, the combined board monthly meeting happens right before this meeting, so we're just coming from that, and the combined board is recommending three points of action. It's exciting to be able to do what we're about to do. COVID has not been a time of inactivity for the church. COVID has created opportunities to think differently about the church, and God has provided for us financially, and He's provided people to do ministries. You've heard us talk before about we have an excellent Savior, and anything we do ought to have excellence stamped all over it. That's something I used to hear at Cedarville all the time when I was a student there. But we really believe that. We want to do things in an excellent way. The building hopefully reflects that. We've worked hard at that. But here's an example of that. We have a recommendation, a motion to add glass to three children's Sunday school rooms, Steve, Locke, and Key. It'll be a $900 expenditure out of the capital improvement fund for this purpose. We want there to be good disclosure, open area when children are being cared for, that we have windows in those rooms and so forth. And we appreciate the work that's gone in to research this. So that comes as a recommendation. If you're inclined, we'll need a motion and a second, then we can discuss it further. Anybody want to make a motion to do that tonight? Okay. Lacey with the motion. Thank you, Lacey. Is there a second? Okay, Ray Brown with the second. Any discussion of this? Questions or comments? Okay, hearing none. All in favor of this, please say aye. Opposed, the same sign. That motion carries. The next two items we'll be voting on, but this might help us just kind of prepare for this. On a regular basis, the combined board is authorized to approve different ministry leaders in the church. There's lots of ministry teams in the church, not elected positions. I'm not talking about those now, just people doing leading teams. And so the combined board regularly is responsible to review who's leading those ministries. Are they qualified and spiritually and otherwise? And so we, at this board meeting that just happened, went through, there's probably 15 different ministries in the church, and authorized who's leading that ministry this year. And I want to mention three. I was getting ready to say this. Is the safety and security team one that should be public? Or is that some that people are not supposed to know who that person is? I don't know the answer to that. That one's okay. All right. We are thankful for our safety and security team, and that is now being led by Sam Howdyshell and Kevin Smith leading our worship music team, and Pete Wiest was just approved to lead the community center team. I mentioned that because, and there are a lot of others of you. There's many serving in a lot of different capacities, but I mentioned those because of the motion here. The motion is to authorize an additional $1,500 for the worship team to utilize this year. When the budget was passed in the December meeting for this year, we approved $500, but we just, that was just a number to put there. We have a better understanding now. Kevin's been doing some research on this and is going to be working with the ministry team, the worship team leaders and so forth. But we would like to have some more funds to work with to do some things that you'll be seeing. So the motion tonight is to, God's provided us with the ability to do this financially, and He's raised up these folks that are leading these teams, in this case Kevin. So to authorize $1,500 out of our non-budgeted general fund expense to create basically a designated fund with those monies. Did I say that correctly, Joe? It's a non-budgeted transfer to create this designated fund, $1,500. So if you'd like to do that, we'll need a motion, a second, and then we can discuss further if you've got questions. Anyone want to make that motion? Austin? Did I see a hand go up there? Thank you. All right. Is there a second? Okay, Homer with the second. Any questions now or discussion?
That's not an arbitrary number. There are some things picked out, mainly some software to help with planning and accessing music and that sort of thing, and then also a lot of it is instrument maintenance and improvement that we haven't done in a while. So.
Good clarification. And those of you who are part of that ministry, you'll be having input on what we're talking about now. We're just approving the funds. There will be meetings happening where you'll be discussing that at the ministry level. So, all right. All in favor of this motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. That motion carries. The third is this third matter, financial report, and then the three additional items. This third one pertains to our senior ministry across the street. We appreciate Ray Brown is leading that team, and they meet weekly, and lots of good things happening over there. And they don't have any funds to work with. They're not requesting funds, but at the board level we discussed we'd like to provide a way for them to have some funds to work with to do their ministries over there. So recommendation from the combined board is to create a senior ministry designated fund by transferring out of our general fund surplus $500 to be utilized this year. So if we would like to do that, we'll need a motion and a second. Would anyone like to make that motion? Okay, Joe and Dave with the second. So, Joe and Dave Beam. Any questions or comments?
We as a budget committee, really, it's kind of a new thing. We're dedicating money to that, so we're kind of learning as we go. So we thought we would at least do this initially and then address it this next budget.
Well said. So, and what's exciting to us is, and please, you know, if God's putting on your heart to start ministries, you're welcome to do ministries. The funding may or may not follow. And this is an example where a burden to start a ministry, and as we've seen this ministry and how it's going, we're like, let's put some funds behind that from the church. And that's our joy to do that with this new senior ministry. You're having, what was the number of there with this week, Ray? 14 were here this past week. It's a growing ministry, and it's wonderful to see how God's working there. Any other comments, questions? This is not senior in high school. This is seniors. Seniors, yeah. Yeah. All right. Seniors in high school can come. Yeah. All right. All in favor of this, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. That motion carries. We talked about this at the board meeting just now, but what a joy that God has given us funds to work with to do things like this. Praise to His name, and thank you, Lord. And for the people He's raising up to do a variety of ministries, we appreciate many of you are those people, so thank you for serving. Let's shift gears now. We're here to think about South Brazil and what God's doing in that ministry. Wonderful things happening. So Aaron Waro doesn't need an introduction, but I'll give her one. We've known Aaron for so many years, so thankful for Aaron. Aaron was our church secretary for 9 years? 7 years? Seven, was it? Yeah. Wore other hats during that time, but was faithfully serving the Lord here. And it was a joy to watch God give her a desire for a ministry in a far-off place. And she's been serving in South Brazil for a long time now. We'll be hearing that story in just a moment. But it's exciting to see God raise up from our own number and for us to be privileged to be a sending church, a missionary to go to a place that needs the gospel. So we're grateful for Erin. She's been back home, getting ready to head back to Brazil this week, right? Tuesday. So we're looking forward to hearing how she's been working in Brazil, but also in the churches. She's been out in churches here representing the Lord, and she has a lot to share with us. So let me pray again, and we'll ask the Lord's blessing. Father, we're thankful for this time now to hear from Erin. And our hearts are just wide open to hear what you have been doing in our sister and through our sister. And maybe even tonight you'll use what is shared to raise up a generation of servants here and around the world. Just work in our midst tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. So come. We'll have some questions at the end if you have any. So.
Well, hello. So. We're getting PowerPoint going, ready to go, and all that stuff. So I was hitting, and nothing's going. There we are. Okay, hi. So the number is 16 years I've been in Brazil. Can anybody believe that? No. That blows me away when I say that. Except for the Richners, I'm like the veteran on the team. I don't even know how that happened, that I'm now like the second oldest there in age, and it blows me away. But, you know, with ABWE, been there for 16 years, you know, was here before. Pastor mentioned I've been around to the churches that support me, hence why I've not actually been here with you all very much. I got in early December. I think I was here a week, and then I spent some time with family and was out of town, and then COVID hit our family, and then I've been in churches every Sunday and Wednesday and all that since. I have 8 supporting churches, and tonight's speaking in the 7th this time around, so it worked out really well. I was surprised. I didn't think I would get that many. Thankfully, 4 are here inside of county. So that makes it a little bit easier. The furthest one is West Liberty, where Pastor grew up. It's 3 hours away. But it was really important this time to go see pastors because I didn't get in to last year with COVID. I have 3 of them that have new pastors. They've never met me. So can you imagine you're sending all this money every month to a missionary you've never met? So I really wanted to make sure that I got to each of those churches and got to spend time with those pastors. And all those went really great. And I was very happy to do that. So for anybody who doesn't know where I am, I'm in the southernmost part of Brazil. You guys all know this because of Douglas, right? I don't need to actually tell you. if you see in the bottom where it says Porto Alegre, kind of sticking out into the ocean a little bit, that's our capital. My house is 20 minutes from the airport. So if anybody wants to come, it's real easy. You don't have to drive 2 and 3 hours to the airport like we do here. About 20 minutes. Quick little drive. In a city, São Leopoldo, about 250,000 people. If I'm not mistaken, that's like more than all of Saida County, right? So take all of Saida County, put it in one big city. You know, I live in an apartment building. Apartment buildings everywhere, much bigger. And involved with the university that's at the north end of the campus there. South end. South, right? You have to know all of this. You know, it's at the south end. Yeah, okay. God, I'm sleeping. Just kidding. Okay, so I'm there. Involved with 2 main ministries. One is Logos Bible Study. And then the other is the Hangout Coffee House Ministry. And mine are more like seniors in high school or college. But so we're doing a thing like Ray's doing here. But, you know, we got that coffee house thing going. I'll tell you about that. First of all, I want to tell you a little bit more. People have asked me, what did COVID do to you? What happened right away, everything closed. You know, we all remember that one weekend in March and they said, or it was in March, yeah. Everybody said things are closing down. I remember going to the gym on Monday morning thinking we might have to close. And at the time I was going to the gym that was inside the university and they told me, looks like we're closing down tomorrow. Went to the hangout, found out, yep, everything's closing. Literally said, guys, today is our last day. And we closed the next day and didn't open for a very long time. So we started getting creative. One of the things we did was create a Saturday walking ministry. That was kind of fun because you could be distanced and get some exercise at the same time. So we did some walking things, spent a lot of time talking with the kids online. I became a gamer. I went and bought a mouse just so I could play video games with the kids online, you know. But it worked. It was a way to get to know, be with the kids, not lose that contact with them, even get to know some new kids. We did phone Bible studies. This is my little patio balcony area. So I was doing Bible studies on the phone, just whatever we could do to be able to keep ministry going while not being allowed to go do ministry. Some of you know what I mean, but when you're told as a missionary where your job is people, that you're not allowed to be around people, it makes life just a little more difficult, so we had to be creative. I was able to open the Hangout twice in 2020 for like 2-month periods. They'd give us an opening for a little while, and then things would get bad again, and we could open for a little while. It's a very reduced schedule. Things like that happened. Last year, right at this point, we went into what they called the black flag. You all were doing well here, coming out of, you know, starting the vaccines. Things were getting better. We hit bottom about a year ago. The deaths were at a high and all those different things. So we, like, completely shut down everything worse than when it started. We got to a point like in the grocery stores where they covered over anything that wasn't food so that you didn't loiter in the grocery store. We weren't allowed to do much of anything. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we did. I apologize. Those of you that were here in June and heard me speak a little bit, some of this is going to be repeat. So I'll tell you more. I told you all about my friend Megan back then. Megan was a new missionary living about 20 minutes up into the mountains, the same town the Richners live in. The apartment next to her lives another couple from the mission who were in the States. So basically we had the two apartments and only one person living in them. So we decided I would go live with her and get out of my bigger city where it would be a little bit safer and we could be together and not be so lonely. So I'm so thankful for Megan being there. She got there months before COVID started and she's often said to me, Aaron, I don't understand why God brought me here for COVID. I was like, he brought you here for me, you know, so that I wouldn't be alone during COVID. I had somebody to keep me company. So we used her apartment for sleeping and eating. We used their apartment for workouts and hobbies and TV. And, you know, we had fun. It worked out really well. God provided in that way. You'll hear me say we a lot as I go through this presentation. If I say we, usually it's referring to then Megan and I doing some ministries together. Also thankful for the camp. You guys have heard about the camp down there, Camp Hope. Sitio de Esperanza, and I had started this right before COVID hit as a what am I going to do during carnival project, and it just got extended. And so I headed up a team that painted the outside of 3 buildings and the inside of 2 buildings. I could now get a job as a professional painter if I needed to, I believe. But I'm very thankful that I had something to do during COVID that wasn't just sit at home. There's only so much video game playing you can do before your eyes go crazy, you know. So we did this. This is the dorm building that we painted. This building was basically just an old stable. Thank you for the word. Yes, like an old stable that was just completely run down. We're using it as a pole barn, full of junk. Randy Richner, in Randy Richner's way of getting money, got all this money to do a complete reno. So he and the team headed up completely renovating it. I headed up the part of painting it. We were able to do a brand new game room. There's now 2 nice bathrooms, 3 classrooms, and at the front end here you'll see a speaker's apartment. A nice little, you know, double bed and a little kitchen thing and a bathroom. So if anybody ever wants to come down, we got a place for you. So we did this whole project. And actually when I get back, there's still a few little things we want to do, like some flowers, maybe painting names of rooms. You know, so that you can say, go to room 2 or whatever, that sort of thing. But again, super thankful that we had that. Most of you know I was supposed to go to Japan for the Olympics and do a ministry there. Obviously, that got canceled. Completely heartbreaking for that. I was really looking forward to that ministry. Possibly Paris 2024. We'll see what happens. Honestly, I was a lot more excited about Japan than I will be Paris, but that's okay. All the money that this church and other churches donated went back to ABWE. In legal whatever. I'm not an accountant, but the money had to stay there. It can't, like, be sent back to the people who gave it. So it's sitting in a fund to help pay for ABWE or for the hangout rent in months to come. That's where we've designated that money to go back to. Mid-2021, then, just in August this last year, I was able to get the hangout back open. A little bit reduced schedule still, but we were just very thankful to be back. The university wasn't open full-time. So, like I said, reduced but thankful. Brazil's been doing well. They hit this Omicron thing like you guys have, almost mirrored, I would say. But before, I think they were almost doing a little better in certain things. It's a highly vaccinated country, different things like that. So they're getting back. So I'd say a lot of what's happening there is what we're seeing happening here. I'm really hoping when I get back that things are opening as far as like the university and stuff. I'll tell you more about university ministry in a minute, but first of all, I want to tell you about Logos, our Bible study. Logos started about 7 years ago with Randy and Sarah Southwell, who were my partners at the time. Logos comes from John chapter 1, that Jesus is the Word. Logos, that whole wording is where that comes from. They ended up having to leave, I think, 5 years ago now, we figured out, almost 5 years ago, do some financial things, and her mother being elderly and ill and different stuff, they ended up coming back to the United States. Shortly after that, then God provided me new partners. This is Joy and Fabio Volpe, and therefore lovely children. She's an American. MK grew up in northern Brazil. He's Brazilian. And so they're technically with a different mission agency that we partner with, and they're helping us out in our ministry there. We experienced some good periods of growth, people coming, enjoying those different times. We did some retreats at camp. Who doesn't love a retreat at camp, right? I know some of you were there this weekend. We love our retreats. We do the same silly games and knots and all those different things, you know, just enjoying fellowship time together, real community. We do baptisms also at the camp. Most of our churches there don't have baptismals. We get creative. I'm sure Douglas could tell you lots of cool, interesting stories about the way they've done baptisms and, like, kiddie pools. So we usually just go to the camp and do our baptisms there now. This is Thomas being baptized by one of our other missionary friends, Benjamin. I also enjoy being involved in the praise band. These three guys are all very talented musicians, and so there wasn't as much of they, like, teach them how to play, but teaching them more, like, kind of theory of and practice of how to lead a worship set and those different things. So we've worked on that together. Greatly enjoy praise band. One really exciting thing we did is called the Roots of Faith. Some of you may or may not be familiar with this, the story of hope that ABWE published several years ago. I'll tell you more about this. This is like the 40-story version of a chronological Bible study. The Roots of Faith is a 100-story version. And it's a very interactive Bible study. You're never sitting down. Well, I wouldn't say you're never sitting down, but you're never more than like 10 minutes doing one thing. So you're never going to listen to the speaker for more than 10 minutes. Or you're going to do a task for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's a super interactive way of teaching the Bible chronologically. I was super excited that I even had three of my girls from the Hangout come. You can see the one girl in the black and white polka dot there. She was one of the girls that went. They just had been coming around enough that they were interested enough to go to this retreat. Here's another girl, the one with the marker, that they went. And this kicked off us using this Roots of Faith program at church for our Bible study. Like I said, great material. Absolutely love it. Would recommend it to anybody. We were just really enjoying those times together. And then guess what happened? COVID. So, right, we do this retreat. Things are doing great. We come back. We start the Bible studies at church. And we tried for a while doing like a Sunday school program before the Sunday evening service. And we would do the Roots of Faith together then. And we were just deciding, you know what, maybe we should actually just make it kind of our material. Do one Sunday that's the Roots of Faith, the next Sunday Bible study in John like normal, and flip-flop back and forth. Literally, we made that decision, I think, the next week. COVID hit us. We had to completely shut down. We went live, I should say that, but no, you know, in-person meetings. I don't know, you guys were out like 3 months? Was it that long even? Not long, okay. We were out for a long time because what even happened, nobody was allowed to meet. And then when we were allowed to meet, it was like 30% of what fits by your safety protocol of your building. So if you take like, I don't know, maybe the size of the stage is what the hangout is where we were meeting. It's like three people. So, you know, when the pastor's six, you know, like there was really no way we could meet for a very long time just legally. So we were online for a very, very long time. I mean, let's admit it. It was kind of fun to, like, watch church in your pajamas and knit, right? Yeah, it was cool for a while. after a while, it's not good anymore. And you can see why God really said, you know, especially in Hebrews where he says, don't give up meeting together. There's a reason. We need each other. And this has hit us hard. We're still recovering. Because really in 2020, we got to where we had a few months together. And then, like I said, a year ago, we got all shut down again. We didn't get back together again till I think it was June. I think when I was here getting my vaccine in June is when they did it, when they got back together again. So we're still just a few months and we're still recovering. Poor little Thomas, the one getting baptized there, is still struggling through a spiritual depression, even because he's an IT guy. He was sent home to work. So now he has no work. He has no people. The boy needs people. we lost some people. We lost some people to cancer. Just it hit us hard. I don't want to belabor the point a lot, but the struggle that COVID was for our church is very real. It almost makes me jealous to hear, wow, you guys did well here. You grew and we didn't. So please be praying for us. Pray for just a renewal this year. I want to just take a minute to tell you a story just to understand some of the struggles we have on the mission field. This guy, Hitchter, looks like Richter, Becky, same as her maiden name. he was one of my kids. I'm sure I talked about him before with you guys, that he had come to faith, professed faith 4 years ago or so at Easter. He was in that picture of the praise band, really doing well. And this last year just has rejected and turned away from it all. Probably about April did he get a hold of me one night and say, Aaron, we need to talk. We got together, maybe probably the next day. We talked for like 4 hours. And I really thought I had answered a lot of his questions and we were coming around. A couple months later, we were doing a group Bible study, actually, Megan and Thomas and him and I online. We were working through Galatians. And it was actually his turn to lead. It was Galatians chapter 3, and he led it. And he did a beautiful job talking about how Jesus is our Savior and we're only saved through faith in Christ. Got done. He said, guys, I have an announcement. I'm done. I'm not coming to church anymore. I don't agree with it anymore. I don't believe anymore. I'll finish this Bible study with you all because I said I would, but I'm done. That's a very quick summary of it all. And he did finish the Bible study with us online, but you could see every week he got less and less interested and more aggravated. And true to his word, he has not been back in the church door since, has gotten progressively antagonistic about it to the point where he's actually producing videos right now on Instagram and YouTube, not necessarily against the church, but against God. He'll say, I don't know if I'm agnostic or atheistic, but I don't believe this anymore. And one of the reasons is because I watch my Christian friends be puppets in God's hands. That's the level we're at. And it's been hard for me to figure out how to deal with one of my kids, he calls me mom, be living it so true for years and now really struggling like this. The reason I'm sharing this with you, one, is just pray. If you think of anything to pray from this, pray for our church, pray for Hitchter, pray for his return if he's truly a child of God. Also pray for those of us who are seeing him. He still comes to the hangout. He still wants to have connection. Right before I left to come back, I was like had a head cold. He brought me flowers and chocolate because I wasn't feeling well. Like relationship's still there. But sometimes I'm not sure how to handle it, how to deal with it when it's also antagonistic. So just pray for wisdom. And I also decided I like sharing the honest missionary stories too. Sometimes it's not all a bed of roses and, oh, I get to live in a great country and everybody's getting saved all day long. So I wanted to just share with you a little bit of truth. But let's get out of that and get to some good news, okay? so here's some good news. There's Carlos. Carlos, 2 years ago, also took a time when he walked away from us. I'm sure Pastor, maybe some others remember, probably 2 years ago when I was in town, like crying over him, like, he's gone, he won't return phone calls, nothing. Well, if you look at the picture, you can figure out why he left us. Gotten involved in a relationship. And he was gone. He just, he stepped away from us for a very long time. But the online church actually helped bring him back because he told us later, like, well, I could log on and watch it whenever. If I didn't watch it till late at night, I could watch church, whatever. I also think, honestly, there's a part in which he could come without judgment at first, be behind a screen watching church. So he's been coming back. He and I sat down, I think, September, had a very long talk. He told me the whole story, asked for forgiveness. And, we're working on just even restoring our friendship. We've been spending time together, but I'm very thankful that Carlos is back. Also thankful for our Wednesday night Bible studies. Douglas, this is our thing. Years ago when we were at Faith Tortilla together, we had put together this Wednesday night Bible study where we give them on one Wednesday the questions, and they fill them out and bring them back the next Wednesday, and we discuss them. What they're all holding is chocolate called Beasts. Chocolate works, candy works, even for grown adults. If you say, if you do your Bible study next week, I'll give you chocolate, people do it. It is amazing. You know, maybe you guys need to start that here. I don't know. But so we've been doing it there. The Wednesday night Bible studies, we've been going through using the exact same thing that we did years ago. And it's great to see people coming. One guy, the guy with the mask here in this picture, Sildu, was one of Thomas's co-workers. As far as I know, still not a believer, but he's been seeking spiritual truth, seeking to know the Bible. So he's been coming on Wednesdays and Sundays. This is another guy, George. He's from Rio. And you know those guys that like took apart the toaster when they were three because they needed to understand it? That's George. He has read through the entire Bible at least once. I think he's on his second time through. The church is doing a reading plan together. He's doing it. But I don't actually think he's kind of put saving faith in Christ, because that need to understand the physical, how things work, is holding him up. Like, well, I need to understand how God did the plague. God just did. Well, no, but I need to, and that's like hurting him a little bit. But at the same time, we've been studying through John. He gets all mad at the Pharisees. How can they not understand? It's Jesus! You know, like, he gets all excited. He could probably preach a sermon right now. We'd think he's great. You know, so pray for George, whatever is going on in his heart, that if he hasn't actually accepted that, that he will. Thais is another young lady, not as young anymore, but I met her at the hangout years ago. She used to come a lot. She's now married, has a son. I honestly don't remember who reached out to who first, but she's like back and really good friends with Megan and I now. The three of us have, you know, text chain and all that. She has us over, you know, we celebrated our birthdays all together, her son. And it's exciting to see her going back, coming to church. And she even went while Meg and I were both here for Christmas. And she lives in the next city and has to get an Uber or whatever. She, you know, doesn't have a car available to her. So the fact that she's going to church without her friends, to me, speaks a lot. So please be praying for Thais. Just pray for the group, you know, our group and its growth. This is their little Christmas celebration. You can see we're small. And I almost feel like we're starting over again. So just pray for a lot of wisdom this year. You know, as soon as I get back, I'm sure we'll have a meeting soon. What's some planning? What can we do at camp this year? What can we do with the hangout this year? Encourage the pastor and the others in evangelism and different stuff like that. So just pray for real fire, you know, that God moves in our midst like he's been moving in yours. So thank you for that prayer. I want to tell you about Camille, because she's a really cool transition story. Camille is one of the hangout girls. Started coming probably 3.5-4 years ago. Coming very regularly, lives around the corner. Kind of, you could tell she needs a mama, she needs friends, and she would come around a lot and, you know, talk about life a lot. And so she started coming to church some, and we invited her to that retreat. She came to the retreat, kept coming, then she started coming to church more frequently. And at the beginning of 2020, all of a sudden she tells pastor that she got saved during one of his sermons one day. She just didn't tell any of us. So we don't know exactly how long it was, but she had made a profession of faith, was growing leaps and bounds. We were planning the baptism and then COVID. So we didn't get to the baptism right away. In the meantime, she actually had to move to another city about 30 minutes away. And so we encouraged her to join up with a sister church there from Fabio's mission. So she started attending there and was actually able to get baptized with them. So we went to their baptism. I was able to give a little testimony about how I've seen her growth. And she's been amazing. She'll text, call all the time. Like, Erin, I need help thinking through this. And I'll tell her and she'll be like, okay, great, thanks. And like, she'll go and do it. You know, like, it seems so rare that somebody will call and like ask you, what's the Bible say about this subject? And then be like, okay, and go do it. It's amazing. And that's the way she is. That was the testimony I gave about her that day. You know, like, she's given me this list of things that she does and doesn't do anymore since she got saved. And like, just really growing. I'm so thankful for Camille. Fabi was actually able to be the one to do the baptism there. But she's now in that church there. We're hoping, selfishly, that she moves back to our city so we can have her back again. I would love to. But that's Camille. So I've been talking a lot about the hangout. I would love to share a little bit more about what the hangout is for you. On the door there, underneath hangout, says, "Un lugar para relaxar y conectar." It's a place to relax and connect. Randy came up with this all those years ago, and I think it was like a play on words. You can connect to the Wi-Fi, and you can connect to friends, you know, like that whole thing. But that's our theme. You know, it's just a place where you can come and be, you can relax, you can connect with people. And since evangelistic ministry that God put in our hearts about 7 years ago, 10 years ago, I would not have stood here in front of you all and said, I love evangelism ministries. I would have said, I do church ministries, discipleship ministries. That's what I'm passionate about. And God just changed my heart over the process of several months and years and prepared us with that. And I just absolutely love that now. I love being able to be with these young adults and share the love of Christ, share grace and in whatever way that God gives us. So we're open 3-4 days a week. I'm hoping to do the 4 here when we open up in a couple weeks again in the afternoon and evening hours from like 3 to 9, because a lot of them have evening class that starts at like 7:30. A lot of students work all day and go to class at night. So our busy times, like 5 to 7, when they're getting off work, kind of need somewhere to be until it's time to go to class at 7:30. And then there's some that live closer by that filter in and out on the other times. We do free coffee and free tea, just as they come in, enjoy, just a simple pour over. Actually, there's this couple in West Liberty that every year they write me a check for $150, $200 to just buy the coffee for the year. It's the cutest thing. So we're able to give them free coffee. We get the pens and write our names on the cups. And just that started as a, like, instead of having to wear name tags, let's put our names on our cups. But they love it. They love to draw. We do cookies and brownies, whatever, more Americans-type gift, snacks. We try to keep the cost as low as possible to make it attractive for them to be there, you know, that they can come and eat. I always tell them, guys, I want you to eat. Please don't go hungry. I was telling them at camp yesterday, we have the camp pop shop box. You know, basically they have an index card with their name on it. If they have excess money, they put it in and take it away. But I also let them, you know, create a bit of a debt if they need to, just so that they can be able to eat while they hang out. And we do sandwiches and other things too. But mostly I think they just come to hang out. They just love being there. We talk and talk and talk and talk. You know, like some people will say, like, the first time they came, you'll see it in the video. One of my friends will say, I came in with a book. I never opened the book. They don't study except for, like, finals week. You might see them studying, but it's like they just come to relax. You know, here you go to Starbucks and you're reading your book or, you know, talking to the one person you went with. Not there. You'll see in a lot of these pictures, it's the whole room together all the time. We talk about friendship. We talk about dating, you know, parents, whatever. A lot of counseling. So all my years of biblical counseling training here come into play there often. They may not know I'm giving them biblical counseling, but usually that's what I'm trying to do. We enjoy just playing games together, sometimes in small groups, sometimes in big groups. They like to draw. This guy here in the black, Cassiano, is the cutest thing. He's 25, 26, but he's an amazing artist. And he started this idea of drawing, and now a lot of kids draw, and so we bought those adult coloring books, and they just relax. So the wall, you can't see it, but up above that cabinet, I have one of those strings with little clothespins. It's all full of their drawings. And my fridge is full of their drawings. They come to me like, Mommy, can you put my thing on the fridge? You know, but it's just a fun place to relax. They do puzzles together. We haven't done that since COVID, really, but even in the back room, we have a puzzle space that they can work on puzzles. I love this picture. It's a little silly, but like, okay, Gabby's sleeping. Gabby's sleeping because she feels safe. She feels secure. She feels at home enough that she can lay down on the couch and take a nap. And so something to me that is very significant when they feel that at home. Sometimes, like, I hear this all the time. If I'm sitting on the couch with them talking, one of the kids will be like, Aaron, I'm going to go get a Coke out of the fridge. You know, I'm like, no, we don't want you to get up. I got it. You know, like, they're that at home. And I really appreciate that. I think it's a good thing. Mostly we're just family. That's the biggest part of it. And you'll see, like, Carlos is in this picture. So some of the guys, believers, are coming, and they're also learning more about evangelism as they come. They purpose in their lives, I'm going to go over to the hangout today to hang out, but also to help, you know, in evangelism while I'm there. Some come every day. Some come every week. They come as they can. They just enjoy time like this, talking. Sometimes these relationships are formed that carry outside of the hangout. I love when you see them together doing something else, and you know they met each other at the hangout. I think that's something that's really cool. We've gotten to the point where I have people into my home. This is a couple weeks right before I left. We were making Ukrainian eggs, you know, that my dad taught us. egg making has become a thing. So, you know, having my house to make eggs, I went to one of their houses to make eggs. You know, who knows? I might start teaching classes. we do a lot of that kind of stuff. We had a Saturday morning afternoon basketball ministry going at Unicenos for a while. I'm not sure if they've opened the gym back up. Hopefully maybe now they will and we can get that back going. But you see, it's not just being at the hangout from 3 to 9. It's carrying on outside. I've been invited to weddings and graduations. I translated a wedding. Brazilian girl married an American guy, so I was up front with the pastor translating. Kids have, you know, graduated and moved on, but a lot of them we keep touch with. So mostly it's opportunities with unsaved kids. You know, they're friends, they're family now, who need to know Christ. You know, look at this picture, and I see one who's made a profession of faith. And that's the way it's really going to be in there. Most of the time, it's going to be a very small percentage of the ones in the room who know Christ. Let me tell you about Sammy. This is cute little Sammy in the middle. The two guys are probably about both 7 foot, so you can picture little Sammy's, you know, down here. When Sammy heard about the hangout from her friends, she didn't want to come for a while because they told her it was run by a missionary. And Sammy has been living a lesbian lifestyle since she was in high school. And her mom, who's a pastor and one of those like more apostolic, evangelical, whatever churches, kicked her out. So what is her view of religious people? Very, very low or hateful even. And so it took a long time for her to even come. And then she started coming and it took her a while to open up. Like you could tell she'd be in the room, but she wouldn't say anything. And then the relationship has grown to where, like, she talks now. I'd say she considers Meg and I to be her friends. We helped her with her move. She actually helped teach Megan Portuguese by reading the Bible together. That was creative, right? So Sammy's growing, and she's an example of what, and some of you have heard me talk about this before, but I want to share it again, this, like, seed illustration. I mean, think about somebody coming to Christ. If you think of, like, maybe a vase or a bucket or something with, like, 100 seeds in it, when they get to that 100th seed is that point where they made a decision. You know, some of you, especially maybe some of the older men and women in this room, were born in the, you know, I'll call it the Billy Graham generation. You all were born with like 60, right? 70, 80 seeds because you were born in a Christian home. You went to church every Sunday. You knew what God, Jesus, sin, Bible, and all those things meant. Today, especially some of the younger kids, even here, but in Brazil too, they don't know what any of those things mean. They're actually hostile to religious things, especially in Brazil and the religious scene there. They're so against it that not only is their vase empty, they have holes in the bottom, and any seed you put in is falling through. I'd say that was definitely the case with Sammy. So to even be able to start talking about religious things with her, we have to like kind of seal that hole, and then we can start. And I feel like that's what God has used us, Megan and I especially, and Robin Lynn in her life, to maybe where we've kind of sealed that hole and we can start growing and building. And I realize that that's years of relationship. And maybe I'll never be that one that gets to see that 100th seed. Maybe I'll never see her come to Christ. I hope I do in heaven someday. I think all the time about that song that I dreamed I went to heaven and you were there. You guys know what I'm talking about? Old song. You know, thank you for giving to the Lord. I hope someday in heaven I'm going to see some of these kids that I've lost contact with being there. But it's part of the process. And sometimes it's hard as a missionary to explain that because you come back and people are like, well, how many people were saved this year? I'm like, maybe none. But we put a lot of seeds in. You know, God's using us to help in that process. And it's a long process. You know, Pastor was talking about that a little bit this morning in his sermon as well. Sometimes it just takes time. And that's where we are. But I see it as a very vital ministry. When you look at Matthew 18, and I realize I'm getting short on time, so I'm going to blow through this a little bit. But when you look at the four different types of soil, the only one that bears fruit is the last one. And what's different down there? He hears the word in understands it. And so that's what we're striving for, is not just throwing out seed and throwing out seed and throwing out seed, but tilling that soil so that they're ready to hear it and understand it. I realize we're not a big farming community, but we understand preparing the soil, right? You know, we need to prepare soil so that the young men and young women are ready to hear it. Another idea, explanation of this is this comes from the good soil training. You know, right in the middle there, I realize it might be a little hard to see, that gray line says repents and trust Jesus. And then you grow from there. So a lot of you in this room are somewhere on that top half. You know, you're growing and some of you are in leadership and all that. Down at negative 12, born with a God vacuum. That's where I spend my ministry. I'm in that black and brown area. And so it's God working to bring them slowly, slowly, sometimes quicker than others, but up to that. Let me quickly recommend these two books to you all. sent by the Holymans, and The Gospel Comes with a House Key by Rosaria Butterfield. Great books that just talk about reaching people by inviting them in your homes, basically. Reach people by relationship. If you want to know more about their stories, I'll tell you. But these two books have been very vital to me in understanding that idea. It just takes time. Rosaria Butterfield, I'm sure some of you have heard about her before, but she was a professor at, I forget what university, practicing lesbian lifestyle, was going to write a paper or something to that effect against Christianity in the Bible. And so she decided to interview a pastor in town. So she reaches out to this pastor. Can I interview you? Sure, come on over for dinner. They had a nice dinner the next week. Come again. Years later, after relationship with this pastor and his family, did she come to accept Christ. And now she has a ministry with her husband, who's a pastor, where they bring people in their home constantly. And people are getting saved through that. So it's a really, her testimony is great, but then her challenge to have people in your homes or do something. I look at the Hangout as my second home. You know, you guys have a community center here. You know, have people build relationship. And that's how we can do ministry often. Slow process, trust God through it. But let me tell you about Marcella. She's a good example of this. Marcella started coming probably about 3.5 years ago as well. It was a big biology influx. There was one kid who came, and then he went back to the biology department and told all of his friends, and they all came. Years ago, it was the IT crowd. Now it's the biology crowd. So she's another one, so that's, you know, she has lots of animals tattooed on her and stuff. Bubbly, friendly, kind person there all the time. But she's from São Paulo, and on Sundays, she would feel lonely. So ironically enough, Hitchster is the one who invited her to come to church on Sundays. So she started coming to church on Sundays. She went with us to that Roots of Faith retreat. Then COVID hit, and we weren't able to continue doing the Roots of Faith. And so I invited her to do the Story of Hope over the phone, and we did a walking ministry often together. But as we were studying this, it was kind of hit and miss for a while. Like, she would go back to São Paulo, I was here, you know, just things would happen, we wouldn't be able to do it. But I think God needed that time. Well, not that God needed, God used that time. She needed that time. Because it was taking her a little while to understand some biblical truths. At the beginning, it was everybody dies and goes to heaven. It was definitely where Marcella, especially her Catholic upbringing, her mind was there. But as we worked through this, there's a lesson on the tabernacle where you read and you study and you understand that part where you know, you've studied what sin is as you've worked through Genesis here. And then you get to that chapter where they talk about putting your hand on the head of your animal that you're going to have to slaughter, representing that you're putting your sin on him. Well, think about what that does for a biology major. And not that she was mad about it. She's like, no, that's what our sin does. And so she was so shaken by that. And then by the time we get to Jesus and his death on the cross, this happy-go-lucky girl is crying. She's like, I can't believe he did that. And God works through this whole thing. So he helped her understand and grow to become more biblical. So this last year on September 7th, which is Brazil's Independence Day, we were like, I'm going to say 7 lessons away from being done. But I was watching her in church already growing in her understanding. I was like, you know what? I think this girl believes already, but let's figure this out. So I talked to Megan. It was a holiday. I'm like, hey, why don't you guys come over? We'll do eggs. We'll make coffee and we'll just finish this book. We're going to knock it out. So we did like 3 or 4 lessons, had some coffee, did another 3 or 4. And we get to the last question of the last lesson. And it says, do you think your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Just these cute little lessons, right? Do you think your name's written there? Yes, no, not sure. And she's like, I think, maybe, I don't know. God knows. I'm like, well, hey, Marcella, do you want to be sure of this? Do you want to know for sure? Yeah, I do. So then after these 40 chronological lessons, they have this bridge to life. God, man, sin, death, Christ, cross, faith, life. And you spend time studying each one of these major theological truths. And there's like 7 points of, you know, we believe this, we believe, and then the bottom, do you believe this? And I had her explain it to me like she would explain it to her unsaved brother. Every point, just straight on. I mean, she nailed it all. So we got to the end and said, okay, Marcella, do you think your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Let's go by life. And she's like, yes, I know it is. You know, and so what we did, it was really fun, is we signed the last page, which is a personal faith response. I'm not always big on, like, sign your name, put it in your Bible, but Marcella's like, yeah, we got to do this. You know, she was so excited. So we took our picture, and we named it Marcella's Independence Day instead of just Brazil's Independence Day. And she prayed and made that profession of faith. So please be praying for her growth. We're going to start the second book, hopefully, which is a more discipleship-based book when I get back. Pray that, you know, we get that connection. I saw this week already Megan posted a picture of them together at her house. So just pray for Marcella's growth. And I tell you that just as an example of what God's doing through the Hangout. That's one story, and I hope in the years to come I can tell you many more stories of how God is using you through the Hangout. It takes time, so be patient with us, but keep praying. God is working. And thank you for your part in that. I wouldn't be there doing that without you guys. You're my partners. You're praying for me. You're giving. And all the, speaking of giving, I'm good. Personally, my supports, if it's not at 100%, it's like at 99. But one project we are working on is the continued keeping the Hangout open as cheaply as possible to the kids. So we're taking donations towards rent for the Hangout. Actually, here, let me show you this. ABWE, they created like a subpage for me now. It's actually called The Hangout. So you can get on abwe.org and type in The Hangout, and there's a little thing right there that comes up. Back on the back table, I've got a whole Hangout, like, informational page that the mission had asked me to put together. And, yeah, there's just all my information. So if you want more information, it's there. But, again, I just want to thank you all so much for your partnership and what you're doing. To close out, if you all permit me 7 more minutes, I want to show you this video. Okay, 7, and then I'm going to talk again real fast. But some of the kids wanted to make this video. It wasn't even my idea. Most of the videos, I have the long version, the unedited version. I had seen them. The girl who speaks second to last, I did not see until this was produced. Get your tissues out. Just do me a favor. When you're hearing this, remember, it's put together by unsaved. Most of the people who are talking here aren't believers as well. So when you hear Aaron, think God, think Hangout. They don't always know how to separate that. You know, like, they'll even say, I'm going to Aaron's. They don't even say, I'm going to the Hangout. So I want God to get the glory for this, so when you hear me, it's not me, okay? So, enjoy this.
Hey, nuestra niña es familia. Estar com as pessoas que eu amo é dividir momentos, compartilhar tempo de qualidade.
Place that you can be with your friends and feel at home, safe, and you can spend some time being yourself. And yeah.
Hello, my name is Gabrielle, and Hangout is important to me because if I need a place to study, I have this. Erin is really supportive. The guys that come here also is really cool. And I don't know, Hangout is important to me because it's a place where I can escape.
Olá, meu nome é Ariel.
Meu nome é Paula.
Sinceramente, escolher só algumas coisas que tornam o Hangout tão especial não é uma tarefa fácil.
A gente queria dizer que o Hangout é muito importante pra gente. Nós somos muito gratos pela existência dele.
Hi. I can talk about the Hangout. It's connection with other people and a place to connect with the God. So for all the healthy boys, please, I say thank you. It's very important for many students from UNICEF, including me.
Hi, I'm Carlos, and to me, the Hangout is a very spiritual place. So I ended up accepting salvation and getting baptized at our church. So I'm thankful. It's great to see that what happened to me can happen to anyone through the ways that God uses the Hangout and the people that go there every day. So I'm very grateful.
Hey everyone, my name is Thomas. I first know the Hangout in 2015. I just want to say that how grateful I am to, you know, meet Aaron and the other missionaries that started that my spiritual life, been the church also there, Logos, since 2016, just want to say how, you know, not just Aaron, but all the other, you know, people that there that helped me, you know, strengthen my faith in God and just to learn more and more how to love people how Jesus loves us. And so I know that for sure Aaron showing that same love to others.
I met Aaron a few years ago because of the Hangouts. I was living close by, and one day I stepped in looking for a place to read a book and drink some coffee. And we just started talking, and we became friends. Me and Aaron was a breath of fresh air, and getting to know her, it was probably the first time that I met someone who had like true faith and believed in it and believed in what she's doing, in her mission, in her purpose, in a way that I've rarely seen before, especially speaking about religion. And I can only say that I'm really glad to be her friend, and I'll probably be in a completely different position in my life nowadays if it wasn't for her.
I don't know where to begin. Hangout is like my second home. I was going through a tough phase, and the Hangout was always there with a lot of people that could help me, and they did that just because they want to. And I love to meet all the missionaries that passed through that. They are amazing. And I can't avoid to talk about Erin because she was very important to me. When I was living around Hangout, one night I tried suicide, and the first person that I thought, the first person that I called was Ari, and she picked up the phone, and she immediately went there to help me. Then she took me to the hospital and stood with me through all the time. And I don't know what I would do without her, because I really didn't want to die. And she gave me a second chance to restart. So I thank God to allow the Hangout to be there for us, because the Hangout gave me a second chance to live, and I will be eternally grateful to that. So yeah, that's it. Hangout for me is a second chance.
Hi, my name is Gabriel Santos, and honestly, real honest, it really changed my life. I struggle a lot with mental health, and I have really, really, really bad anxiety. It's almost impossible for me to relax. But I don't know, when I come to hang out, I just relax. Thanks to Aaron, thanks to Lynn, thanks to Rob, thanks to Megan, thanks to Thomas. It makes me feel loved. Sometimes that's all you need. This place is everything for me. It saved my life. It saved my wife's life. And I don't know what happened if it wasn't here. It's just, it's good. Come.
So that was his brilliant work, putting that all together. Like I said, first time I saw that, because I hadn't seen Mariani's testimony, that was kind of killer. I wasn't going to share that story. It wasn't mine to share. But she wanted to share it. And I even asked her, like, can I put that in my prayer letter? It's going to be on the internet. She said, yeah. She's like, maybe other people are struggling and they need that to be out there. But a really cool story in that, I didn't know. So after I saw it, I sent her a text, like, thank you for sharing your story. I didn't know you were going to do that. And she said, Aaron, please know that when I said I thank God, I wasn't trying to just get money for the Hangout, okay? And I'm like, no, I never would have thought that. You know? And I was like, okay, well, let's back up. I need to tell you a story. And I had never told her. The day that she tried to take her life, I had been at the camp all day painting. And all the previous days before that, you saw it, it's blue, right? I'm not a clean painter. I'd come home with blue from head to toe, stay in the shower scrubbing, and I was scrubbing skin off, you know? And so somebody, I remember, who said, why don't you try using solvent? Like, you know, you're not supposed to really, but maybe I will. That day, I decided to stay at the camp for 10 more minutes and try to clean myself with solvent instead of getting in the car and getting home. What happens? She calls me literally as I'm pulling into my garage. Had I left when I would have left any other day, I would have been at home in the shower for the next half hour scrubbing. I would have missed her call. And from the state she was in as I was driving to the hospital, I don't think she would have made it. And so God works through all those little details. And I'm looking forward to getting more interaction with them when I get back. They were coming, that couple, every single week, sharing their hearts and lives. The last day I was there with them, we were talking about COVID, and I said something like, I'm not scared to die because I know where I'm going. And yes, he says, oh, I wish I had that certainty. I'm like, well, you can. We talked about the gospel briefly. I gave them a Bible, and I'm hoping to see them next week. It was so hard to leave then. That's when missionary life is hard, is when you have to leave them. So be praying for that couple and some of the other people that we've talked about. But thank you again for your partnership and for your encouragement. Thanks.
Thank you. What a blessing, Aaron. We are so encouraged to hear how God's been working. I want us to close our service in two ways. So the first way is when you leave, if we could have a plate out there, maybe Homer in a minute, if you could put an offering plate out there. And if you would like to give a special gift, it'll go towards the hangout ministry that you described there's some needs for. And if you're not prepared to give tonight, you can designate that at any point. But we'll give a special offering to help with that. But the second thing I'd like to do, and that's right now, I want us to conclude the survey. We haven't done this in a while. I want us to have Aaron, we'll do this as COVID-friendly as possible, but I want us to gather around Aaron, if you'll just kind of get in the middle, and we'll stand up and come together and have a time of prayer around Aaron. Let's try and not get super tight on this, but let's move together. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for how you work in our lives. Thank you for our church family. Thank you for first days Aaron was here as part of the church and to grow and learn. Thank you for giving her the talents and abilities that you've given and how she loves to use what you've given to her to minister to people. So we ask that you continue to give her lots of opportunities, continue to encourage and bring people your word. Just pray that you bless her, Christian friends that are there that can encourage and help them be comfort for each other. And just open the doors, we pray, for lots more people to be there and want to know you and seek you.
Father, we thank you that 16 years ago, you called Aaron to the mission field, that she answered that call and obediently went. Lord, I do continue to pray for these young people who she influences in the day. I pray for this young man who seemingly knew you but has turned his back and walked away and is now seems angry. He would be working his heart and bring someone else into his life that they point him back to you because he is the Savior. Thank you for what you've done in our soul's life. Pray that you continue to grow her and the knowledge of the Word and just help her to do deeply, Lord, and get a new relationship with you. And I pray for this one who has sought to enter her own life and would have been introduced to Aaron. And I don't know if she has made a confession or not, Lord, but I pray that you would open the eyes as to the reason you give her a second chance. And I thank you for using her. And I thank you for what she is doing there. Using different avenues to present the gospel. Lord, we have called you also. So I pray that you would grow this ministry. I pray that you would just help their church to recover. As they did very hard with COVID, I pray that you would continue to build that church, Lord, and that would glorify your name and yourself, Christo. Amen. In Jesus' name.